Good Friday. Today is February the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, even though we are in February, there are some things we can be doing out in the backyard and garden when the weather gets fit. We're going to talk about that today as we take a look at butterfly bushes, something that we usually think of in the spring and summer. We're going to talk about it in February after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday and look out in the backyard and garden. We are actually going to talk about things in the backyard and garden as we are at that time of year where there are some different things, if the weather permits, that you can get out and work on. And one of those is dealing with butterfly bushes. Now, everyone knows butterfly bushes are a stunning addition to any garden. They have bright, colorful blooms, and they attract all kinds of pollinators, butterflies, bees, and the like. And while they're very resilient and relatively low maintenance during the growing season, winter can pose some challenges that we do want to pay attention to make sure that we get the best results as we go into the spring. So this is that time of year when butterfly bushes will survive the cold, and they can do a lot of things, but they can also survive better if we do some things to help them. And so we're going to talk about some of the different things we can do to prevent some of the frost damage and harsh weather from causing issues. So before we get too much into it, though, it's important to understand the nature of these bushes. They are deciduous shrubs. They're known for their rapid growth and ability to adapt to all sorts of different conditions. And they are zone hardy in our area. They can tolerate cold temperatures, really depending on where they're planted and how they're planted. Now, some types are more cold resistant than others. Some do need more protection for harsh winters. But this is the time when they are obviously in that dormant phase, which means they stop growing and they focus more on conserving the energy. So the dormancy is their way of coping with the winter. And they do still, though, oftentimes prefer a little bit of protection from the extreme cold and those fluctuating temperatures, similar to what we would do with rose bushes and others. Now's the time when you may want to be able to trim those back and do some mulching. A thick layer of mulch insulates the roots and prevents freezing and protects them from those freeze-thaw cycles. Now, you don't obviously trim them all the way back down, but if there's some shaping you want to do or things, now's the time you can do that when it's not going to hurt the plant because they are dormant. And you want to make sure then if you go through and mulch those, similar like you would, as I said, with rose bushes or others, you'd spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of organic mulch, shredded bark, things like that, around the base. It's just something to help insulate and slow down the extreme temperature changes up and down for those roots. You don't want them right up against the stems, as that can lead to different diseases and rot. But something, if you didn't get it done before, now's not a bad time still to do it, because again, it's in January, February, March, when we see a lot of these temperature fluctuations like we've had this past week, where you think back 2.5 weeks ago, it was so brutally cold. And then we got so warm here this last week that that can cause the ground to change and can cause heaving and different stress on the roots. So while hard pruning is typically done maybe late winter or early spring, like I said, if you do want to do some pruning, taking out the dead or damaged branches or shaping it up a little bit, that can be done now. But just getting that clean mulch down there is something you can do to just, again, protect our root zone. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We want to pick up where we left off, talking about butterfly bushes and some of the different things to look for as we try and care for them so we can get the best results going into the spring. You know, frost heaving is something we talk about in agricultural circles when it comes to wheat and some other fall-seeded crops. The idea there is as the ground freezes and thaws, that can heave the crown of plants or the roots up out of the ground. Well, we can also have frost heaving occur in our landscape. Again, it's that rapid freezing-thawing cycle that that pushes roots and plants out of the ground or leaving parts of the roots exposed to the cold air. Obviously, we've had some of that back and forth going on lately. And so with those fluctuating temperatures, it's okay to go and look at your plants, see if any of that has occurred. And if it has, you can actually just go through with your foot and gently press that back down into the soil. The idea is we don't want those roots exposed to the cold air, so we press them back into the soil, then throw a little bit of mulch or compost around those just to keep them protected from the freezing temperatures. And so a little bit of mulch can go a long way with that. Well, it's also a good time if you do have taller branches on that, ones that you don't want to prune but seem like they're whipping around quite a bit, you can take some bale twine or landscaping type string or plastic and tie those together to secure them just so they don't whip around in our February winds and damage any of that tissue. Again, these aren't things you have to rush outside and do right away, but as the weather allows, it's something you can do to feel like you're making a difference getting things ready for spring. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.